Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello again and welcome to Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsci, and we again are with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, who are our local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management, serving the Middle Georgia area with offices in Dublin and Macon. You can drop by anytime. You can also find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. The number to call, we'll give it out again in case you don't have that pencil, but I encourage you to grab one. It is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, welcome again.
Well, hello there.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I am well. Getting into fall. It's a little cooler weather. We have gone by unscathed from any hurricane my way. So,
Yeah. And
you made it out, and I'm glad to see everything is getting back to normal there.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited to get back into the civilized society with power and electricity. I'm grateful for all the work those linemen did out there on the lines.
Running water.
Yeah. Ready to rock and roll now.
Okay, well, we're ready to talk about a number of things today, including your 401k, your financial security. Well, we're going to answer a few questions that we usually do here on the program, Retirement Income Solutions, and we can start that right out as we go to the mailbag and get a question from Jay in Warner Robins, who says to you, Bill, ever since I retired, I've had really a hard time spending money. Something about not having a paycheck makes me nervous. Do I need a shrink?
No, not really, but sometimes your wife may think so if you're married. Just a byproduct, I think, of not really understanding some of the challenges you have to retirement and primarily worrying about outliving your money. A few years ago, I met a couple that had a Jay in their family, and the missus was wanting to do things, and he was always saying, we can't afford it, and don't know where I'll get the money from. Well, after spending some time with us and doing some planning, Jay, he was able to see that he had plenty of money. If he was prudent, he was not going to outlive his money, and he didn't have to worry about that. And it's all about creating a sense of understanding what you can and can't do with your money and having a plan in place to make it work. And the first thing his wife made a comment of, honey, now we're going to do those things you won't let us do because, as Bill said, we've got plenty of money if we'll manage it properly. It was the absence of the plan that made a difference. So I would encourage you, Jay, maybe have a conversation with us. Let us help you understand where you are and understand all the challenges you may have with your retirement and let you reach the goals you're trying to reach and not worry about spending too much money.
Well, it's having that plan in writing that creates your financial security, something we want to extend to your point and talk about today, Bill and Daniel. Financial security might mean different things to different people, and we're going to get to that in just a minute, but I almost forgot. I look forward to this every time, and you kind of led me right into my topic there, Bill, so forgive me, but we have that fact of the week, and I think Daniel, it's your turn to present it.
Yeah, this one's it's good news for people that have been investing in the stock market recently. It comes from the New York Times. Stock prices are the steadiest they've been since 1965. There hasn't been a 5% decline in the stock market since June 28th, 2016. We're on the fourth longest streak going all the way back to 1950. That's great news. The one thing that I want to point out to people is this is the time when our emotions get a hold of us. We hear about fear and greed, and it's easy when times are good to forget how bad it feels when things get out of hand and start, and you see the market turning the other direction. So the key is to plan and to make sure you stick to your plan in good and bad times. Usually we have a 10% drop in the market about every 2.3 years. So just every couple of years we have a 10% drop, and now we've got fourth longest streak going all the way back to 1950. So the good news is if you've been in the market, it's been good, but We don't want to be complacent.
No, and it's good to be able to take advantage of things when they're going well, but it also helps to know which things you can take advantage of and to have them work out to your retirement plan. Let's just hope it keeps on holding on, because it leaves us with a little more peace of mind, even in uncertainty. So now, Bill, back to your point of having a plan to have financial security, because it means different things to different people. And I'm sure making sure that we achieve our own definition of security is the most important part of our personal financial and retirement plan. So tell us about the discussions you have with people when they express some of these various elements of financial security. Might be said that I don't want to be a burden on my kids, regardless of my health situation. And you say?
You know, I hear that all the time. You ask a lot of questions when you have conversations with planners like ourselves, and that comes up all the time. That's an observation I see often. I don't want to be a burden on my kids. That's not only health, that's also financial. So we do hear that. Understanding the potential problems we might have and the risks that are associated with longevity and retirement brings to bear those types of concerns of whether we're going to have health issues or outlive our money. And most people don't want to be a burden to anybody. So understanding what they need to do and having a plan in place to do it helps eliminate some of those concerns.
All right. And Daniel, I want to be sure that I never run out of money.
That's the conversation I say that I have first with about 75% of people that come in and talk to me. Is they're there for a reason, to make sure that they have a financial plan, a written financial plan, so they can see. And part of our process is something called the Lifetime Income Blueprint, where we take an accounting of what their spending is, and we forecast out how that will have to increase over time and look at how it impacts their assets. The key is to know how much you can afford to spend and all the risks surrounding that, so you don't run out of money. And the process of making sure you stay on track is to have those periodic reviews and to re-look every few years at the forecast of how your assets are holding up. But that is a concern most people have, is making sure they don't run out of money. So we have the process to help make sure that they don't.
And as we've even talked about earlier, being afraid to spend your money is something you don't have to worry about if you've got that plan in writing. And, of course, you can make that and have that discussion in person and have that visit with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and Security First Asset Management by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. We all want financial security, and that's what we're talking about. And if I were to say, Bill, after I retire, I want to be able to work part-time if I want to, but not because I have to. What do you think?
I think that's on everybody's radar. If you need to be active doing something, whether you're working or giving yourself for charitable causes, I mean, you want to be active. But when it comes to working, you don't want to have to go get a paycheck. We need to design a paycheck for you by talking to you about all the sources of income you could possibly have in retirement. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, well, then that's great, but you still have to manage it properly. Social Security, if you're lucky enough to have that, that's fine, but you're going to have assets that you're going to have to turn into income to be able to support your lifestyle. So once you identify all those sources and have a plan in place, as Daniel was talking about, that covers all the possible scenarios that could happen to us with inflation and taxes and healthcare costs, et cetera, then if you want to work, you're not working for a paycheck. You're working because you want to.
If I need a knee replacement or a new transmission, I don't want to have that prevent me from spoiling my grandchild at Christmas.
That's a very good point, is the unexpected things. Life happens. We know that in retirement, just like the rest of your life, there's going to be things that are going to happen that you necessarily maybe didn't plan on, but have to be accounted for. And there has to be enough flexibility in your plan to make sure that you can cover those expenses. Most people do want to make sure that their loved ones are taken care of, and they don't want to be a burden on their loved ones. So having to get a knee replacement and having to spend more money on health care, it really has to be something you just think is going to probably happen over your lifetime. You're going to spend more money as you age on your health care. And, of course, incidental things like car repairs, all of that should be part of your budget. We help people with a retirement budget. We call it Retirement Dreamcaster as well, where we look at different types of expenditures, essential spending, Then we have convenience spending, and then we have luxury spending. We like our clients to itemize those things so we can make sure that they can pay for the things that they want to pay for when it's time to.
And, Bill, one more need in financial security. I don't want to watch my accounts constantly jump up and down.
Well, it's not a matter of if. It's going to happen. Here's what we have found to be true. We have found that over the years, if someone really has a written, well-defined plan, then they can reduce some of the risks they have to take, and they know that they have things in place to help mitigate the risk and ensure that they have as smooth as possible sailing in retirement. Once they have that in place, they have peace of mind, and they don't really have to worry about the ups and downs of the market as much. But if we're fully exposed to the market and don't have a plan in place that would help mitigate the risk that we're going to be taking in retirement, then that's a different scenario for people. So we have found over the years that with a plan in place, we have less emotional attachments to the ups and downs of the market. So, you know, these are real things. Financial security is very important. It's different for everybody. People look at things differently. My wife, for example, her security focuses around her home. That's her security. But we have different feelings and understanding and about financial security in general. What we're passionate about doing is helping folks that we meet with, and in general, we're passionate about helping our community understand the risk to retirement and how important it is that you plan for retirement. It's not a hope strategy. You need to have a plan in place. And we're offering today, as we always do, a complimentary visit. So if you have accumulated at least $100,000 in retirement assets and you'd like to sit down and have a conversation for us, for the next 10 folks that call, if you meet that criteria, we'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation consultation and help you understand where you are and help you plan for the future that you really want. And we'll do that with our Lifetime Income Blueprint process. So if you're ready and you're finally ready to get to the point where you want to have a plan in place, be one of those next 10 callers. We'll get you up to speed right away. So call us at 800-987-1443. Again, that's 987-1443.
That number is 800-987-1443. Call Bill and Daniel at 800-987-1443. A financial security key is to know how much you can afford to spend in retirement, and a written plan does that for you. 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Just put it in writing to keep flexibility when life happens, as Daniel said. 800-987-1443. That's the next 10 callers with $100,000 set for retirement. Call 800-987-1443 for your no-obligation lifetime income blueprint. And this is Retirement Income Solutions. We've got a lot more to come. Stay with us.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. Thank you for staying with us. Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, they are your local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management. And this part of the program is called Getting to Know You. So, gentlemen, here comes your question of the week. Fasten your seatbelt. What TV shows, if any, are you into right now?
Here we go. American Ninja Warrior.
No way.
Come on.
Yeah, it's in the finals now. Vegas finals are taking place.
He stole mine, man.
No, I didn't steal it. I didn't know you were watching it.
You're both watching it?
Me and my kids watched every week.
Oh, my goodness. We're both watching American Ninja Warrior.
You're not, Steve?
No.
Seems like you're the odd one out here.
I guess so. I think I must be missing. I know my son was really into it last season, so I watched a couple episodes with him. It is kind of amazing. But
this is the best part. This is the finals, man. Yeah, the Vegas finals.
Certainly, there's a little more individuality between the two of you, right?
No, we're basically the same person. No, I'm kidding. But the American Ninja Warrior show, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
I mean, athletes on there, and this year there's so many women that are just killing it.
It's crazy. I mean,
it's so hard. I can't imagine.
I think the key to that show is you got to be somewhat kind of mid-size height and upper body strength of just unbelievable. Not weigh a lot, because the guys that weigh a lot, the 190-pounders, they don't do well.
Yeah, pretty much the opposite of my shape and size. They do great on the show.
Yeah, the 140-pounder, 150-pound men that have just crazy chiseled upper bodies, man, they do well on that stuff.
So for you to participate, Daniel, you need some kind of program that does a lot of crawling in the dirt?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That, or they need to allow me to have some kind of springboard to put out on the obstacle course. There's a lot of jumping and running. And
a lot of hanging.
I'd fall on the first obstacle.
Yeah, rock climbers, pole vaulters, gymnasts, they do well and that kind of stuff. Not Bill and Daniel.
Well, I'm exhausted just listening to you two talk about it.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay.
And so, hey, since he stole mine, I'll tell you the second one. So my other one is Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Me and Knox, my son, we watch Jake and the Neverland Pirates all the time. I really don't follow much TV, honestly. It's not on my priority list at all.
We don't want to be those kind of folks that spend 45 to 65% of our day viewing the big box TV.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to do that.
But we do know that when you do, you enjoy it immensely. And thank you, gentlemen, because now we know a little bit more about you, Bill and Daniel, our two radio ninja warriors.
There you go. Yeah. It's probably better that it's over the radio instead of watching us.
Well, yeah, Retirement Income Solutions, experts in local wealth advising and in...
Viewing ninjas, viewing. Not doing it.
Leaping mountains in a single bound. All right. So stay with us. We'll have more important things to talk about momentarily.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. Did you know Dublin is known to have the tallest building in central Georgia? The Ficklin and Company building measure right at 211 feet. We know planning for a retirement can be a tall order, but we have you covered. This is Retirement Income Solutions.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. So glad you are with us. The number to call to have your lifetime income blueprint executed would be 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. That's the number for Security First Asset Management. You'll find Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith in Middle Georgia there in the offices of Dublin and Macon. And, of course, you can find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. And as we begin this segment today, we go back to the mailbag. And this time we have a question from Angie in Dublin for you, Daniel. And that question is, I haven't found a long-term care policy that I like. Are they all this expensive?
Well, Angie, I sympathize with your frustration there. The long-term care market for long-term care policies has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. A lot of the issues lie with the fact that we have an aging population. We have a lot of people that need long-term care, and a lot of the carriers that wrote traditional long-term care policies where you paid in a premium over time and then you had a couple of years' worth of care given to you, a lot of that has changed. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of variation in the traditional long-term care market for those types of policies. The good news is it's shifting to more of a life insurance-based product where the underwriting is not extremely stringent typically, but you can get a life insurance policy if it's specifically written, so you can get living benefits. So if you needed long-term care, you can use the death benefit for long-term care. It's called asset-based long-term care. It's something you probably want to look into. I like that a lot better than the traditional policy because you're going to get a benefit. If you don't use the long-term care benefit while you're living, there will be a tax-free death benefit. Of course, you have to qualify for this and be underwritten for it. But that's the good news, is that the shift has happened since about 2012. We don't see a lot of people buying the traditional policies, and so you want to look into something called asset-based long-term care. Give us a call for that. We can help you with it.
Angie, hopefully that is helpful. And now we'll move on to 401ks. Let's talk about them. There are weaknesses. There are strengths. It's a powerful retirement savings tool, but it's not perfect. Let's talk about some of those weaknesses that you should be aware of in your 401k. Bill, how about administrative costs?
Well, it's kind of something that we don't really understand because it's not visibly available for us. We can request the cost inside the plan, but they're not cheap. As a matter of fact, the smaller the group, the more expensive it is probably to maintain one. So those costs are usually get passed on to you as an investor in the plan. And you can request it. They're in the plan document. You can see the fees. Understanding those fees basically helps you understand what your real return is. So you're not getting everything, all the growth that takes place in your account simply because of administrative costs and an underlying fee cost.
How about mutual funds and not much else?
Well, that's the big challenge with the 401ks. Most 401ks still use mutual funds as their primary investment option. They'll give you a couple of different fund choices. Again, this doesn't hold true for all 401ks, but the problem with mutual funds is there's a newer type of fund called an exchange-traded fund that have lower administrative costs. And if your 401k offers those, I would encourage you to look into it because they do basically the same function as mutual funds. You can own all kind of things inside of the exchange-traded funds, just like you can mutual funds. But most 401ks don't give you that option. If yours does, you should look into the exchange-traded funds over the mutual funds, in my opinion. So that's one of the weaknesses is investment choice. Mutual fund only is basically what you're going to find, so you're going to have a very small menu of options.
And limited asset classes?
Yeah, that's probably more important because you're not able to really diversify across different classes. Most plans have large cap or small cap. They may have some international. They really don't focus too much on some other sectors like healthcare or real estate or energy or commodities. I'm not saying that every plan's like that, but generally, it's as Daniel just mentioned, is a limited menu of options. So you don't get the full effect of what complete diversification can be. So you're dealing with limited asset classes.
If any of these topics so far resonating to you, you might want to think about making that call. If you will call us, Retirement Income Solutions at 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. You're on your way to listen, plan, and thrive with our financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, as we talk about 401k weaknesses and maybe subpar conservative investments are one of those classes.
This is the biggest thing for me is 401k plans and thrift savings plan, any employer-sponsored plan, they're a fantastic way to build wealth. So if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you're going to want to make sure that you're putting money into these and getting the employer match because they're a great way to build wealth. But as you get closer to retirement, it's difficult to shift away from the risky investments into more conservative ones because most of the plans just simply don't have many conservative investment options. You may see something like a stable value fund, but most of them are just glorified money market funds that earn little to no interest. There's a few out there that still give you a good set rate of return, but you want to make sure that you understand as you shift to being more conservative inside of the 401k that most of the plans don't give you many conservative options, and especially with a lot of the employer plans you see with government employees. So the outside of the plan, if you're 59 and a half or over, there's many times an option for you to get a more conservative investment allocations outside of the 401k. So that's something to consider. All of these things are important. Again, 401ks, we're not bashing them. They are wonderful tools to save money and to grow your wealth. If we didn't have them, many people wouldn't save. Just be aware that outside of the 401k world, there's so many different options that can generally give you better diversification and possibly lower fees outside of the 401k. Today you've heard us talking about people being financially secure, 401ks and weaknesses. We want to offer you the opportunity, if you've been listening, to come in and sit down with us for a complete financial review. For the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443, 1-800-987-1443. Don't wait, don't hesitate, go ahead and give us a call so we can make sure that not only you have the right financial plan for today, but you can get to retirement and through retirement and thrive through retirement. So we want to make sure you have the ability to do that. Give us a call and we'll do something called a lifetime income blueprint for you. That's 1-800-987-1443.
800-987-1443. That number again, 800-987-1443. You have that opportunity right now to get your lifetime income blueprint. It's a no-obligation financial review from Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. That number to call is 800-987-1443. 1-800-987-1443. We talked about long-term care. It's a complicated plan. If you plan ahead, you can avoid maybe even losing the option to have that later in life, later in retirement. Call 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. And as Daniel just said, if your 401k is a glorified money market fund, you should check into having it targeted so it's right for your retirement to maximize your retirement. 800-987-1443, the number to call. That's 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, thank you for participating again today and for all those words of wisdom.
Well, thank you, Steve.
We enjoyed it.
I'm looking forward to next time, and we thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Gramsci for Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith for Security First Asset Management and Retirement Income Solutions. Have a great day.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.